Okay, on that note, and Jerry and Faye, you guys are welcome to stay on the line, or you can, you know, hang out or hang up. It doesn't matter to me whatsoever. I've got a couple quick announcements to make. First one is, and I got to get my notes in order here and turn to the right page. For anybody, and if you have not booked your accommodations prior or after the San Diego Leadership Conference, this came to me yesterday from Pam Benson in Chicago. So thank you very much, Pam, for this suggestion. And I went on last night and I double-checked, and sure enough, there's a seven-day sale going on with the Days Hotel, which is a few miles away from the Sheraton, but $69 a night for accommodation. So if you're not staying, if you didn't earn the two nights free or whatever, and you've got a car, you know, you want to go in with a few other people to get a car for, you know, commuting over, it's very, very affordable, and it's off-site, again, just a few miles away. But I know I'm going to be taking advantage of it because I'm coming in a day early. But it's the Days Hotel, and that's the name of it. And actually, I found it through southwest.com. But $69 a night. Wanted to make that announcement. And then also on the San Diego event, anybody that would like to connect, especially in the Rogers organization, or if you're part of the regular gang on Saturday AM Live, and you want to connect with me face-to-face, I would like to connect with you. So Friday, pretty much all of Friday, I will be hanging out with, just find the Focus on Growth booth, okay? They are literally, Niken Corporate has asked them to make sure that they're in a high visible area, and I don't know where that area is, but it's going to be adjacent or close to where the main ballroom where we will be all day on Saturday in 2 weeks. So that's where I'm pretty much going to be hanging out. I know my folks are going to be doing the same. So I'd like to connect with you. And if you text via your phone or you want to call me, feel free to do that. Again, this is Friday, 2 weeks from today on the 26th. There is Gold training taking place Wednesday night, Thursday, and then all day Friday. But if you get in early, I'd like to connect with you. And so on the 26th, and I'm going to give my cell number out so you can text me and say, hey, Vance, I can't find you. I'm whatever. And that's the way we'll connect you. You simply just call me. And that number is area code 503-348-0749. Again, 503-348-0749. And that, we're not doing a formal, meet and greet get together. It's just too convoluted and it's just too difficult to organize. So that's where I'll be. Love to connect with you. If we can, put a face with the voice of so many of you that I talk to every single weekend. And I think that was it on that. There was something else that I did not write down that I wanted to make note of. Jerry, Faye, did you guys receive the weekly email from Niken this week?
I don't remember seeing it.
Okay, so they didn't send one out. I didn't think they did, so it wasn't me that got the special no-go on this week's email. It did not take place, so maybe they're saving that up. But if for some reason you were not in the informational loop, and this comes as a shocker to you, I'm sorry. But let me just read, and I don't think I'm going too far out and on the limb here, but let me read what the President's Club members received this week on Tuesday so everybody's on the same page, okay? So, dear President's Club member, this comes from Kurt Foley. I want to inform you of a change that was made today, and this was Tuesday of this week, October 9th, made today in the executive team at Niken. Jonathan Hallstrom was given his release from the company. This type of decision is never easy. He inherited a difficult situation and gave it his best effort. Unfortunately, the task proved too daunting. Please join me in wishing him all the best in his future endeavors. He left Niken on good terms. Colleen Edwards and Olga Zamidio, and don't quote me on that pronunciation because I'm 100% confident it's wrong, Colleen and Olga will assume direct responsibility for North American sales. Both of these women are very capable, highly enthusiastic, and experienced professionals. Each is natural at developing relationships with people, which is a cornerstone characteristic of successful network marketing. I look forward, you know, blah, 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 sincerely, Kurt Foley, President and CEO. So, new change in the management. That's all I can tell you. I don't know if Jonathan wanted to resign his position or was asked to. I have no earthly idea. I don't know the inside secret, and I don't really care to know. I do know that if you want to find two incredibly qualified people that can rise to the occasion to really assist us as we build, look no further than Colleen and Olga. Colleen has been on the call with us a few weeks ago. Great article on page 31 in the fall Nikan Family Magazine, and if you have not read that, I encourage you to read it just to find out a little bit more about them. And as I mentioned, Colleen's been on the call before. You can go back and listen to that recording if you missed it. She has a really fantastic background of what she brings to Nikan and what she's going to do for us. So I'll tell you what, the line's open. Actually, the line's been open the whole entire time. If you've got a question on anything for the next few minutes, hit star 6 on your line, and I'll do my best to see if I can answer that. If you want to ask me about all the new products, you can ask away. I'm not thinking I'll tell you very much about all the new products because Vance knows basically nothing about the new products that are going to be introduced in 2 weeks. I have encouraged Colleen, when it comes to the introduction of these new items, these new solutions, that to make them readily available to the masses, not just to those of us who were at the leadership conference, that everybody should have the same opportunity. And she was quite dumbfounded when I told her about years past how that has not been the case, that we had to, there was a waiting period, a kind of a cooling off period to get them. I will tell you this, the Flex, it's called a Flex, people. Look on the price list. Look on the website. It's called a Flex. Nowhere does the word back appear before the word Flex. It's a Flex. So little soapbox pet peeve of mine, it's called a Flex. The new Flex that we are going to see in 2 weeks' time, maybe sooner, but I doubt it. It'll be introduced in San Diego, contains several of the same exact duplication that's in the PowerShip. In other words, they took that same exact item and put it, several of those, in the Flex in a really neat, very flexible, note the name, product that is light years ahead of the Flex in what we had with the EQL, with the equilateral triangle design. This one will require a holder of some sort. It does not have Velcro on one side, so I've been told, and my source will remain nameless and highly confidential, but I do know it's coming, and that's the reason why the Flex is not, I don't think it's on the price list last time I checked it. I could be wrong on that, but that's something exciting. Where you know, this time of year we always look forward to new solutions that Nikan introduces or improved designs than what we have. I've been told also that we should be seeing mag steps fairly soon. Will that happen 2 weeks from now? I don't know. I think it would be fantastic. I mean, after, you know, Jerry, the way you explained about keeping things balanced and grounded. Roger Drummer is an advocate of using that word grounded when it comes to the mag steps. And if we can improve upon the design that we have had now for several years, I shall use the Japanese version, but I'm thoroughly thrilled. If you can be thoroughly thrilled, there's a tongue twister for you. I'm really jazzed about having a newer design, and I think it's going to greatly improve our ability to show people what can take place with that. And so, questions. I'll stop yakking. We've got 10 minutes left till the top of the hour. I like
that. Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, June.
I just wanted to add something. Olga was down here 2 weeks ago. I know she hasn't been on as many calls, but I have some folks now that are in the Spanish community. She was unbelievable, and she was here with Marissa, they ran an entire, I think it was the first one, a wellness preview in Spanish. They had the room set up for 40 people, and I believe we were at about 120. And she stayed and stayed and stayed. And one-on-ones with the folks that I had brought, I don't know if anything changed. She's supposed to have run a meeting yesterday down in Miami that I had folks going to, and then again all day today a training in Spanish, which is something new they're doing.
Uh-huh.
But their staff is available, and I was so impressed by her dedication and her knowledge. Even though it was in Spanish, but they had me come up twice to the front of the room, and I said, I don't speak Spanish, and she said, that's okay, we'll translate. And I was very, very impressed.
Well,
and she answered the emails.
Yeah, June, and what you're saying exactly has been reverberated by every single other person that I've spoken with or read emails from, that she's just doing an amazing job in that realm. And that'll cross over, too. She's not, even though she is working and her primary focus is Spanish-speaking wellness consultants, she does speak English as well.
I would
hope my desire, and I'm this is a hope I do not know. My hope is that both Colleen and Olga will stay in the field. They will not be relocated to Southern California. I don't have anything against Southern California. Personally, I could never live there. I mean, it's just me. Unless God picks me up from beautiful Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area here where we live in Corbett, I would have a tough time residing down. Yes, it's always sunny. However, that culture just doesn't jive with me. So my hope and my prayer literally is that Olga will be able to stay in Chicago where she resides and Colleen in Toronto because it keeps them in the field. Now,
they've got a whole, and I probably, I feel very fortunate, but they've got a staff. And a couple of those folks had contacted me because of new people I had signed up. And they're there. They're supporting us. They get answers quick. And when you've got a difficult situation, people like Kristen, and they're wonderful. It's like you get what you need right away.
June, let me throw this question at you, because some people literally who, over the last course of the year, who fell in love with Jonathan, who, he came in and did a silver training for them, or he came in and did a evening workshop or a Super Saturday. You were in corporate for a while. Is this a big deal? I mean, should we really freak out and have a panic attack about this?
No. People come and go all the time from corporate. I mean, these are our businesses. This is, if it's to be, it's up to me. And yes, they're the people that are in the main office. But when it comes down to it, sometimes we have good experiences, sometimes we have bad, and we can make a decision if we want to make it work.
Okay. Because I haven't lost any sleep over it. I mean, I like I said, I really enjoyed every conversation that I had with Jonathan, both face-to-face and over the phone. I mean, he was a guest on this call. And I think he did some amazing things for us.
And I called him up one time. I mean, he did a corporate call, and he said, I welcome your phone call. So I called him.
Yeah.
And we spoke. But you know what? People move on.
Yeah. So, and we wish him well, and we go on from here. And I think two is always better than one. And having Colleen and Olga in this position, it should really make things exciting.
Oh, yes. Very, very good words to say.
All right.
Hey, Vance?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that Olga did come from Houston, originally.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, she'd been here in Houston for a number of years.
Okay.
In an organization.
So you guys are claiming her as your own.
Sure.
It always amazes me, being married to a Texan for 17 years is this... everything's bigger and better in Texas, and we're our own country down here, and it's a great sense of pride. It really is. So I appreciate you guys claiming her. that was kind of funny, but some of you I just offended, so I'm sorry. You know, you'll get over it. There's this great course that we have called Humans Being More. If you get offended by any of the comments that I make on Saturday AM Live, I would encourage you to enroll in that course, take it again, and you can deal with those unforgiveness issues. Lines open, questions, comments, concerns. Nope. Nobody. There's no question too foolish or no comment that's...
One comment that I had written down was as far as having a spouse and working together, that look and see what the strengths of each one is and utilize those. Because
yeah, and hey, I wish we could have talked about that. I think it's self-evident in 52 years of marriage that you guys obviously figured that out, how to make that work. But that's something that Stacy and I really, really hone in on and hit on a regular basis, that we have to do that. You know, we literally have to focus on what those strengths are, and you find your niche, and, you know, if Jerry's a promoter, and Faye, what category would you put yourself in?
I'm analytic.
Oh,
I'm
really?
One that does the paperwork, keeps up with all of what's going on. I got him, okay, make a list of what you're going to talk about this morning. You know, jot it down so you got it in order and whatever, you know, those kinds of things. And Jerry's like, let me meet people. he can meet anybody and talk to anybody.
Yeah. Well, I had a newspaper out when I was a teenager, and I started off with like 100 customers, and then a car route opened up, so my mom got up, and we kind of merged the two, so then we're up to about 250, and when I quit in my senior year, which was about 4 years later, we're up over 800 customers, and the way I do it is I throw my paper for a couple of days, and I walk up and say, hey, how you doing? Did you like the paper? And if you sign up, you got me as
your
paperboy, you know. Mm-hmm. And probably got a lot of that way. You know, they just thought it was, yeah, okay, all right.
Yep, I hear you. Well, all righty then. We are at the top of the hour, and if there's no more questions and comments, I'm going to bid you all farewell till next week. Almost forgot to mention that we have with us Elaine Matthews next Saturday morning. Will be our guest on Saturday AM Live. Elaine, I don't even know if I received an email yet from Elaine, but a dynamic story, and just recently broke a new silver with the new 12K to silver program, and is on her way to... Is it gold or platinum? I can't even remember now. But anyway, she'll be with us next week. Wonderful, wonderful gal. I know you'll be blessed to hear her story. And then 2 weeks from today, of course, we'll be at the leadership conference. I keep getting the name mixed up. And I will be sharing with you what... those of you who won't be able to attend in person, you'll actually hear the information before those who are there in person. And the way that this works is on Friday afternoon from 2 to 4, there is a President's Club meeting. And the majority of all of the information that is coming during the course of the weekend gets disseminated to the President's Club members first. And Nikan's done this for the last several years, and there's several reasons why. But the biggest one is they've realized that if they can literally bounce it off the President's Club members first, they can use us as a sounding board. Not that they're going to change anything at that point, but I will say that things have been tweaked and modified and over the years it's just the way it works. So I'll have all that information 2 weeks from today, and first thing in the morning, you know, 7 a.m. live, we will be I'll be sharing that with you the best that I can. And hopefully, cross your fingers, knock on wood, say, you know, several prayers that God will intervene and that we'll be able to, per my request to Colleen. And I put this in writing, and I'm hoping that she will follow up on it. Hopefully that everybody As soon as the new solutions are introduced, that everybody will be able to order them in individual quantities. I don't want a pack of 10 flexes, and I don't think anybody else does either, okay? That just doesn't make good business sense to me. I mean, it's great for Niken that they force us to buy 10 of them, but that's just a ordering nightmare. I don't want to go out and peddle, you know, 9 flexes to people. I mean, I don't even use a flex anymore. I've been flex-free for almost 2 years. And I attribute that to the nature of sleep system. So that's my goal. And if not, I'll have all that information or whatever is disseminated on Friday at the President's Club meeting, you know, prices, the new internet stuff that's going to be unveiled, all that stuff, I will have that here for you. So tune in. Don't miss it. And if I can grab somebody to help me disseminate that information, I will. But then again, maybe it'll just be moi flying solo that morning. So anyways, I think that's everything. I don't know if I've missed anything. And if I can do anything for you, don't hesitate to call, email, contact me. Home phone is always the best way to reach me. Area code 503-695-5683. And most of you should have my email. But just in case, it's vsrogers. 995@AOL.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, ROGERS 995@AOL.com. And by the way, as a side note, I was told the other day that the A in AOL actually stands for antique, because we still have an antique internet service provider. And I like our antique internet service provider, much like I like my antique flip phone that I use too. Works just fine for me. Jerry Fay, thank you so very much again, and have a great weekend, everybody else, and we'll talk to you next week, same place, same number, if not before, and please, if there's anything I can do, don't hesitate to let me know. All right, talk to you guys all real soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, Vance. Great call. God bless.
Thanks, Justine.
You're welcome.